A single apple seed was planted in good soil, and over time it sprouted and grew into a strong apple tree, bearing fruit. Each apple itself was filled with seeds, each with the potential to grow into a new tree. From that one tiny seed, countless apples were produced, each one itself capable of starting the cycle all over again. This illustrates the power of compounding, a small beginning leading to an ever-expanding legacy. I'm here to provoke you to good works. Thanks for joining me. There's a quote that says, "Growth is almost never visible right now, but it is staggering over time." Let's perform a little thought experiment with a young lady named Lily, who inherited a barren piece of land from a grandmother. The land was barren, but Lily planted apple seeds in the soil. And at first, the growth was slow. A single sapling sprouted, but she kept planting and nurturing each seed with patience and care. Over time, the saplings grew into apple trees laden with fruit, and each apple held seeds ready to continue the cycle. So this once barren piece of land became a flourishing orchard full of life. Lily explained to the people around her, "It's the power of tiny seeds and patience. Every day they grow a little more and give back even more than what was planted." So this story illustrates the principle of compounding. It shows how small, consistent efforts can lead to extraordinary results. Now, just as her garden flourished from small, consistent efforts, the same can happen with your finances, your skills, and even relationships. Compound interest is like planting a tree that keeps growing on its own. When you invest money, that initial amount is your principal. And just like a seed growing into a tree, your principal starts to earn interest. With compound interest, the interest you earn doesn't just sit there, it gets added to your principal. Now you're earning interest not just on that original amount, but on the new larger total. You see, over time, this cycle continues with each round of interest growing your principal further. It's like your tree not only producing fruit, but also getting taller and stronger each year, which leads to even more fruit in the future. Now, this automatic growth accelerates, making your money grow faster and faster the longer you leave it invested. Remember the words of Benjamin Franklin when he said, "Money makes money, and the money that money makes makes more money." But compound interest isn't just about money. It's a principle that applies to many areas of life and creates powerful results over time. So while we'll certainly discuss its impact on finances, let's first explore other areas where compounding could be a transformative force. We'll look at knowledge and skills. The accumulation of knowledge often follows a compound growth pattern. For example, when you learn something new, you're not just adding information, but you're creating a foundation for future learning. Think of it like learning a new language. The more vocabulary and grammar you know, the easier it becomes to pick up new words and complex structures. This is a compounding effect of learning. To truly harness the power of compounding, it's essential to expand your thinking. Charlie Munger called it a lattice work of mental models. This approach involves taking a multidisciplinary approach to learning and applying those lessons to your decision-making. You begin to see how seemingly unrelated aspects of the world fit together and influence each other. For example, one such mental model where multiple factors align to create extreme outcomes. It's like in Lily's garden, where the combination of patience, consistent effort, and care led to an extraordinary transformation. In your life, understanding how different influences can converge and create an unstoppable force will help you create powerful results, much like the exponential growth seen in both compounding interest and reinforcing feedback loops. Well, let's connect this idea of momentum to the broader concept of feedback loops. So a feedback loop is a process where the output of a system feeds back into the system as an input, and this amplifies that effect over time. Now, there are two types of feedback loops, positive and negative. Now, positive feedback loops reinforce and accelerate a process. In the context of investing, the compounding effect is a positive feedback loop. Now, that is, your investment returns feedback into your portfolio, increasing its value and generating even more returns. But this concept applies not only to finances, but also to personal growth and relationships. For instance, consider your habits. Positive habits, like regular exercise or consistent learning, create a feedback loop that improves your health and your knowledge over time. So the better you feel, the more motivated you are to continue these habits, which in turn strengthens the positive outcomes. On the other hand, negative feedback loops can halt or reverse progress. For example, poor financial decisions like accumulating debt or neglecting investments can create a negative feedback loop that erodes wealth over time. And breaking out of negative loops often requires a conscious effort to change behavior and redirect the course. And this also includes the people and the influences we're around and we subject ourselves to. I recently read a quote that stuck with me. Iron sharpens iron. That is, you can't be sharp hanging around butter knife people. So the people we hang around and associate with definitely play a role in our thinking and behavior. Understanding feedback loops allows you to harness the power for personal and financial growth. By intentionally creating positive feedback loops in your life, whether through saving, learning, or nurturing relationships, you set yourself up for long-term success and life fulfillment. So next, let's talk briefly about health and fitness. Now, just like with investing, small, consistent efforts in your health can lead to significant results over time. Regular exercise not only builds strength and endurance, but also boosts your metabolism. And the same goes for healthy eating. Consistent, nutritious choices lead to compounding benefits in energy, disease prevention, and overall well-being. So this is a long-term game, much like the growth in Lily's garden. The rewards might not be immediate, but they are definitely worth the patience and perseverance. Let's look briefly at relationships. Relationships benefit from the compounding effect. In networking, each new connection can lead to more opportunities, expanding your network exponentially. In personal relationships, small acts of kindness and consistent communication compound over time, deepening and strengthening bonds. Now, some people claim to not care what others think about them. Now, while other people's opinions shouldn't direct our course of action in regard to what we know is right, but we should care about what people think. You never know when making a friend out of someone might create a benefit for both of you later in life. It's a compounding effect. Think of it as investing in people. The returns are often priceless, just as the returns on Lily's patience and care led to an abundant garden that became a symbol of her wisdom in her neighborhood. Well, let's look at the biblical perspective. This principle of compounding is not just modern wisdom. It's also deeply rooted in biblical teachings. Now, take the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, where the servants who invested and grew their talents were rewarded, while the one who did nothing was punished. Now, this mirrors the importance of using and growing what we're given. Now, we also see this concept of sowing and reaping. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, it says, "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." This principle suggests that small, consistent investments can lead to significant returns over time. The Bible also speaks of abundant blessings, as seen in the lives of Abraham and Isaac. Genesis 26, verses 12 and 13 tells us that Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him, and the man became rich and continued to grow richer until he became very wealthy. Now let's look at an important concept. That's saving your first $100,000. So imagine you're setting out on a journey to climb a mountain. Now, the summit is far off and the path ahead is pretty steep. As you start, each step feels heavy and slow, and it sounds insurmountable. You might wonder if you'll ever reach the top. And oftentimes, this is what it feels like when you begin saving toward your first $100,000. It sounds out of reach or impossible. Well, let's wait and look at it here. You decide to start with a goal of saving $10,000 a year. After the first year, thanks to a reasonable 10% return, you have $11,000. Well, it's a start, but it certainly doesn't feel like you've made much progress. The next year, you save another $10,000. By the end of it, you've got $23,100. You're moving forward and making some progress, but the summit still seems pretty distant. But year after year, you keep saving, socking away a little bit here and there. The climb is steady, but slow. Now, keep in mind, consistency is the key. You might even feel a bit discouraged because reaching that first $100,000 milestone seems like it's taking forever. But the reason that's important is that's where the magic begins. Now, once you hit that $100,000 mark, something incredible starts to happen. And I encourage you to look in this and verify it yourself. The time it takes to reach your next $100,000 milestone is noticeably shorter. Why? Because your money is now working harder for you. The interest you're earning on that $100,000 is more substantial, and it's compounding faster than before. It's like you've gained momentum on your climb, and each step is bringing you closer to the peak more quickly than the last one. In other words, this might be a proof of concept, if you will. You can see it's possible. Now, to put it into perspective, after reaching that first $100,000, your investments are no longer just adding up, but they're starting to multiply. The returns on your savings start generating returns of their own, and this creates a snowball effect. You'll notice if you continue saving at the same pace, your next $100,000 might take only a few years compared to the decade it took to save the first. Now, this momentum is the power of compounding in action. Each dollar you save doesn't just sit there, it works for you, earning more dollars, which in turn earn even more. And the longer you let this process continue, the faster it grows. By reaching that first major milestone, You've set yourself on a path where the returns increasingly outweigh your contributions. And now this is why patience and persistence are so crucial in the journey of wealth building. So the key to harnessing the power of compounding, feedback loops, and momentum is patience. Now, much like the patience that Lily exhibited in her garden, you've got to trust the process even when the results aren't immediately visible. I like the New Living Translation of Proverbs 28, verse 20. It says, "The trustworthy person will get a rich reward, but a person who wants quick riches will get into trouble." I recently heard a pastor teach from Ephesians 4, 28, and that says, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need." Now, he pointed out that Paul was writing this to the church, and it doesn't seem that theft would be a problem of such scale that it needed addressed to the whole church. The pastor then posed the question, what is a thief? What are they doing? And the answer is, they're taking something they did not work for, they didn't labor for. They want to enjoy the good things in life without exerting the labor necessary to earn those things. In other words, they want easy and fast wealth. When you look at it within this context, the second part makes more sense. Let him labor. Let him work to enjoy those things he wants to enjoy. In other words, don't be hasty to be rich or chase the dollar, but work diligently and save and invest consistently. Now, I understand it's easy to get discouraged when progress seems slow and that summit seems so far off, especially in the early stages. But remember, like that tiny seed, your efforts need time to grow. The initial stages might seem modest, but with time, the results will be extraordinary. I promise you. Your financial investments, your personal growth, and your investment in relationships will flourish if you remain consistent and patient. So when it comes to investing and money, Warren Buffett is an example I use regularly, not only because of his proven business savvy and his immense wealth, but also because many people know who he is. And he has regularly said, the fastest way to become wealthy is to become wealthy slowly. Also, Buffett's partner, the late Charlie Munger, he said, the big money is not in the buying and selling, but in the waiting. Now, to illustrate, Warren Buffett is worth approximately $144 billion. Now, greater than 99% of his wealth was generated after his 50th birthday. Now, of that $144 billion, $112 billion came after his mid-60s, when most people are thinking about retirement. He has kept his snowball rolling downhill for a long time. They say his skill is investing, but his secret is time. That's the power of compounding. As we close today's episode, I want to leave you with a challenge. Take that first step, whether it's saving your first dollar, starting a new habit, or investing in a relationship. Begin today. Plant your seeds, nurture them with care and diligence and intentionality, and trust that they will grow. Embrace the power of compounding. Create positive feedback loops in your life, and watch as the seeds you plant today grow into a rich and abundant future. Be intentional.